Bezayin in the sugya of Isha of Rei Machmas Tashmish. So what's the nemaras of Isha to say that she saw Machmas Tashmish? L'chayra, we should be chayshish that maybe she's saying it because in neha what's the lashon over there? In neha nesunah. Right, talacha. Right. In other words, the gemara in the Darm, the Tzadion base, which is brought down halacha in Evan Ezra, Simukuf Tezvav Sivav, says the ish is not in a menace to say to her husband, Tmei ani lecha, because it means that she was mezana. Because we're chayish that maybe she's saying in order to get divorced from her husband, and then she can marry someone else. So why over here is she in a menace? So the Shav Shemaitza, what? Kuf Tezvav Sivav. So the Shav Shemaitza in Shemaitza Vav Perketes. Over here, he discusses this question at the end of the parak, but in the beginning of the parak, he's talking about what's the nemanus of Isha to say Tmei Ani Lecha. What's her nemanus? So the Shmaitz learns that the nemanus of Isha is because of Shavi Anav Shechaticha de Yisura. It says the Shmaitz as follows. It says, Ve'efsha, the Ahad Isha nemanus laim la'bala shiras and nida. Lami v'safra l'yalef. That which she's meant to say that I'm tmeya is not learned out of v'safra, right? We said earlier that could be v'safra's being galta. She could say she's tamei, she's tahar, and it has to do all in yani nida. She says perhaps that which she's meant to say nida is not coming from v'safra. It's not a miyuchad dikin amanas. The v'safra la b'shivinikimu d'chsev or v'taharasa. V'safra la is a fasting going on her taira. It says, "Ve'ein lahaksha is the cost of a ransom of nidarim, and don't hear from the ran at the end of nidarim and the tzadi on the base where over there the Mishnah says if she says to me on elcha nemenes and the chazu loyim Hashem einer nasim ba'achar and the chazal choishes that maybe she's looking after someone else and that's why she's saying to me on elcha." V'chosav shamaran the medina ain't an emenis the mashvi nafsha chatich d'yisura. The Ran explains over there that medina she can't be mashva herself chatich d'yisura. Kima dehimu shubedas labala v'akachom shabdalei. So how could she come and be mafkia the shibud? She says that's not a kasha from when she says she's a nida. Right? Now, so every time she says a nida, we could ask this. Because that's dafka when she's being mafkir herself from her husband that she's not in a menis. When she says that I'm a nida, she's not being mafkir herself from her husband. That's part of being married. Part of being married is your mutter comes a time when you're asa and then you mutter again. Part of getting married was the understanding and the agreement that when she says that right now I'm tamei, she's tamei, and then when she comes back and she says she's tahar, so now she's again mutter to her husband. So because the Ran says the medina vade ene isha nemenes lemet tamei ani lecha lafkia atzma mi bala shimushubedes. Dafka when she's being mafkir herself completely from a baal, that's when she's not in menace. But if she's not being mafkir herself completely from the baal, then she is nemenes. If so, so then when she goes in, she says that she was a roi machmas tashmish. She says I saw three times machmas tashmish. And now the din is that she has to get divorced. So we're back to the kasha. The kasha that from the Gemara Nadar, it's before, we should be chayshish. Why was the chazal chayshish that Shem Einel Nasim Ba'achar? And that's why she's saying it. Says the Shmaitza, you're right. Enochanami. If the husband will tell her, I don't trust you and I'm chayshish that you're Shem Einel Nasim Ba'achar, she's not a menace. Says and light my shtickle this dafka when she's being mafkir herself, that from the Baal, that's when she's not in a menace. Of a mashras, but to say I saw Riya, I am in Kain Nira, the Isha Sha'amra Sharasa Akatashmish. Uchmai came, the Shalish Pamim. Aisha says that she saw after Tashmish, and she says that she saw three times. The Ain Habal Mamin law, and in the case where the Baal doesn't trust her, Aina Nemenis, Kivin du Nege Cheskis Tarasa. Ve'ein eidecha nevim makum chazaka v'hachash mefkei atzman balei dekein ein in a man. So the emphasis is that the Shari Yoshu discusses this, and he speaks about how it's all the Shemites of the Shitasa in Sharvav that he's learning up with Shavi and Avshach Hatichah the Yisura. Now so it comes out, the feed, the Shemaitze comes out, and this way it's also brought down in some other Achrayim, that the whole din of Rai Machmas Tashmish, that she becomes also a Baila, is Dafka when her husband believes her. And he knows that she's not being Shakeris. In the Aris of Rav Shlem Zalman, it wasn't on the shelf, I don't know where it went, but over there in Ha'aret Tzadites, he says that, he says on this that the Chayra, she's the man is lenient tyrus to say that this dam is tummy and it's dam nidus. It's also mustab to say that since this dam over here, it's at least a suffix, If so, she should be also to live with her husband, misuffic. He'll have to be garsha misuffic at least. Right? And as even if the husband doesn't want to be chayish, but if she's showing that there is dam, and she's then managed to say that this is Dam Tame, that she could say. Right? So she at least create a suffix over here. However, he says, perhaps, even though she's then managed to say that this is Dam Tame, but maybe the Baal could always say, you're right, I trust you that it's Dam Tame, but it's from an earlier Iya. Who said it came now? I don't trust you that it came now. Machmas Tashmish. That's where he tries to understand the Shemaitza. But the Shemaitze, that's the Shemaitze's Ha'ara. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva in Ois Gimel, he quotes a Shiva Sin, and later on, at the end of the Simen, in Ois Nun Hei, at the end of the Simen, he refers back to that Tshuva Shiva Sin. Over here he says as follows. But as you say it over there, is that why is she nemenis? Only because it's the Milsa David al-Glui. He starts to be a chalak over there. If she chose it right after the Tashmish, the next morning, he goes into over there in Sifkat and Gimel. Vim ken hachab nidin didan delay avid al-Glui. In the case that he's discussing over here, where it's not avid al-Glui. Shari beloi amirasa have a talin bibsulim. So the Pesachei Tshuva is also being ma'ira that perhaps there are cases if you're going to work with the Shiva Siya that the whole Nemanis is out of Avida Gluye, in cases where it's not Avida Gluye, so then the husband doesn't have to trust her. He doesn't have to trust her that it came Machmas Tashmish. However, he ends up the feast of Rasi Shah, right? After he quotes the Tshuva's Shiva Sin, the Pesachei Tshuva himself has his own Mahalach. So according to his Svara, it will come out good. But again, you see that the Achrayim are handling this Nidin over here. The Chasam Seifa says, yeah, Chasam Seifa and Tshuva's and Kufman Beis, it's a very long Tshuva over here, but towards the end, it's going through all different parts of the Suya, but towards the end, and different Maschavine Lashon over there, it's broken up different ways, and this one's broken up into small paragraphs. But Al-Kabbanim said that he wants to say interesting Nikud. He wants to say that the Gemara in the Nedarim is talking about when she says that she's Mizana. Aisha is Mizana is Asa Labala, and there's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah. There's no Refuah for that. So there Chazal Chosh that she's Taka playing Shtik, Shemein Nenas Nabachar. Because she knows that she says that she was Mizana, he has to divorce her, and she'll get out, and she'll be able to go to where she wants. But over here, where she says Rasa Machmas Nashmish, and the husband could say, "You know what? I'm not divorcing you. I want maybe Shemit Tisrapa. Maybe we'll get healed. Maybe we'll find the Eitzah," which we'll have to see later on in the Siman. We'll see Achrayim on this alone. If the husband, when we say Tizgarish, does he have to divorce her? Does he have to divorce her right away? Could he wait? Are there other Eitzes? And the Chassam Sofer is throwing out such an idea that she may not have to leave him right away. So therefore, Chazal weren't chashish that she's going to take that gamble that she's going to have to live with this husband further and then be caught as a liar. So that's a Pasha Chalik. The Aruch HaShulchan is also bothered with this question. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Kuf Pei Zayin, he says, it's Oisir Aleph. He quotes this question that people ask, Sheinei Nos Demacher, like we find in the term. He says, Vein Zeh Sheilech Ka, Chada Deloi Mekalkala Nafshe B'chai Gavna, she wouldn't ruin herself, Sherei Gam Ha'acher Lo Yisena B'Sham Yisois. She's putting herself on the line because, you're right, she can marry, she's allowed to marry a second person, but why would someone want to take a gamble? Why would someone want to take the chance? Shalul Eris Machastash, what?
Oh, someone else won't want to take the chance.
So she's going to get out of this guy, but she'll be stuck. V'oid, the binyane nida hamina tayrim, chamashatayim, hain la tayrim, hain la tmeya. V'aymi chot sayin Allah, Hashem, Mashakeres. Akhir shatayim, minasa. Oh, so he takes the point of saying, then no, once the Torah gave her an emunis, as we learned earlier, it's an all in yonei nida, and this is part of it. We can't be mechalek. V'lechein gam lehefech isha shabay lachacham v'amar reisi gimupam machus tashmish v'achaz man chokra achacham bepratius masay motza v'amar leshapam achaz motza dam lachaz man nemenes umuteres v'ein zechoy zemagid v'him eva'eres d'vareha v'ein echezeres m'dvareha. This happens all the time. People call him and say, we were Roy Machmas Tashmish. Then when he started asking questions, it was Bechal not Roy Machmas Tashmish. He says, so therefore, even if the Chacham finds out afterwards that it wasn't really, doesn't make her Aser. Chvachsam the Roy Machmas Tashmish, Asura Fid Bisman Ibor, Banaka, fine. Then he says, Ayin Chavaz Das, Pischechuv. Seder. That's this need.
Isn't the kashan shmeitza that she's not gonna be mukhok mabayla forever because she can do a bedikah shofaris? We were saying that the difference between the gemara and darim, and here is the gemara and darim. We're saying they were the same. The gemara and darim, and here is she's completely removing herself from mabayla, which she wrote a machmas tashmish. It's not true. She can do a bedikah. We said the Shemaitis chiluk was whether nida is part of marriage and it'll go away. You accept the fact. We said, but ishzish is forever. She's not here. So to be here. As well, we were saying other Shemaitza, you're still from Baal Lagamri.
Right.
And the Shemaitza has it, but you're not. You could do Bidika. We shouldn't say, we don't want to do Bidika after Baal Rishon because maybe she'll answer herself forever to everyone else, but that's not his problem.
And there's no way he could say on the Bidika Shreferis that I don't believe you that it was that you did a good Bidika and the dam that's on the
Reish Shemakal. Oh, she did it?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
And we were clear about this. Okay, but let's hear it out. Let's hear it out. Right.
But according to the Magmish, according to Rambam, anyway, we can do it. Okay, not according to
Rashi. Right.
According to the Ran, he's going on a Ran. The Ran says it works.
No, he's only using the Ran in that part over there.
I know, but that's
he's
what he uses.
Passed, maybe over here, he passed the Russian Ran.
Moshe
had another question also. What's his logic over here? He says, why is Shitaka Nemes to say neither? Why is it different? So he says, because it's like accepted when you got married that she's in Benida. It's accepted when she got married that if she will be a Rei Machsashmish, then I'm going to divorce her. So I'm also accepted that that's also a Din Torah. So like, why this yeah, why this not?
Benida is a part of life.
I hear, but at the end of the day, you're right, but at the end of the day, once you have to come on to that acceptance, then I'm accepting the Torah also. I'm accepting the fact that. Okay, Sif Beis, we spoke about last time, and we'll have to re-record it. Sif Gimel. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case where it was where Imraita lived like Atzma Ba'ida Tachzer Yishayin Achsha Shim Shigim Apame Harashus B'yada Umataras Lavi Yishayin Mim Shasura L'Rishayin Mitashim Shlishi V'elach Afidu B'vdik. The smag writes that what's the reason that the Tana didn't tell her to do the Bidiki after the third time by the first husband? What's the spur for why the Tana didn't write her there? Because he wanted to teach us the Eitz HaTov and tell us that now that she's Muteris to the second one, even without a Bidika, Mitam Sveik Sveika. Suffering, maybe the dam is not from the car, and even if it's from the car, maybe by the second husband she won't see dam because they didn't call it by Shabbos. So, therefore, the Tana is telling us, Eitz HaTov, don't do Bidika after the three times. Get married to a second husband. Mashen, because if she would do Bidika after the first husband and she'll see dam on the Rosh of the Mechol, so now be Mizbar that the dam that she's seeing is from the car. And she'll be asked to marry even the next husband. Because there's only one suffix now. Because we know it's coming from the Makar. You don't have the Sveik anymore. You can't be Sveik on the suffix of Sheva and call it Sveik Shavis to be Matira alone. And that is before also in the Magen Mishnah, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav. And that's the Shach in Sivkatin Yid Gimel.
In the Ran, yeah. The Ran Chidushim on Amr.
Huh?
The Ran Chidushim on Amr.
The Ran Chedushim Tzamach Bava Menav. Okay. The question is, even if it's one suffix, oh, but it's a suffix Drabbanan. It's a Din Drabbanan. Suffix Drabbanan look cool over here. Right? So let me then come and see Mem Gimel and Dir Maschoy Marni. He says, even though Safi Darban Kula, but if it's Efsha to Mimvar the Safi, you need to Mimvar. And therefore, once she found Dam on the end of the Mechol, on the Rosh of the Mechol, now she's Chayav to Mimvar if she sees Bechol it's Bais or not. So she has to do what she should do. He says she could do a Bedika with three Shveferis, three different Shveferis, three times. Each one, she could do each one three times, which is done with the three husbands, and if in one of them she won't find dams, then it'll be Mizbara that's true and called by Shavis Itzla, and she'll be Mutan married the second one. But if by all of them she'll find dam, she's Mukhzek as the Chola, Kaicha as the Chola, it's Bais, and she'll be also the second husband. That which would matter to marry the second husband without a bedika is only because of sveik sveika. But makim sveik sveika b'drabanan, you do not need to be mevarer, even makim where you could be mevarer. That's what the idea that right. So that's the svara for the shita that holds that she couldn't be diki after the first one, just as an eitzah taiva. As an eitzah taiva, we tell her not to do the bedika after the first one. What's the sheet of Rashi, which is the V'yeshayimrim here in the V'yeshayimrim over here in the Shulchan Aruch? V'yeshayim she'asur l'risha mitash v'shlish ve'elach afidu bedika. So Rashi on Nafsamach Vov Amin Aleph, the Remaschah v'tivdik, the first one, he explains the kasha the Gemara v'tivdik atzma v'biya shlish shabal l'risha. The Gemara is asking that she should be by the kaself, by the biya shlishis of the first bal. And the Gemara is asking why does he have to be megarisha? Let her remain with the first husband with the bedika. So what does the Gemara answer? The fish ain't called it by shavis. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that since it's possible that by the second husband she won't see and she won't need a bedika, it's better to be megarish her and she should get married to the second husband than to possibly come to a shigis karis. That's what seems to be the shagatai of the Gemara. Now, Taisvis over there with Tivdaik and the Rosh in Perek Yud, Simin Gimel, understood that from Rashi's Mavur that this Bedik is not a complete proof that the Dam is not coming from the Makar. And therefore, Chazal didn't want you to be Sevach on this Bedik as long as there's another Takana. Why? In order not to come to this Chshash of Issacharis. It's only after the third husband, where we have no other Takana. She can't get married anymore. So then we were Seimach on this Bedika. And that's where the Eshkol and Simem Ches also seems to say that they didn't want to be Seimach on it by the first and the second, because the Chshash of maybe the Dam that she see is Machos the Chimer Atashvish, and therefore the Bedika Shepheris won't help. It's only by the third one we're Matzah, because we have no other Eitzah. Now, other Rishonim learned that the Gemara's kasha is why we be matter to get divorced and marry someone else without a bedika. She should have to do a bedika before she gets married to the second one. And on that, the Gemara answered the fish ain't called it by Shabbos, and therefore being Seimach on this that she didn't see Dam. She will not see Dam by the second one, but if she wants to remain by the first one, so then will be Mutta to be to live like. That's where they understood the Shachtai of the Gemara. Now the Rosh has a kash on Rashi. The Rosh says, one second, if there's a chash of an Isser with this Bedika, so then I don't understand why they were Seimach on it to be mad to her with this bedika even by the after the third husband. That she shouldn't remain a guna, we can be mad to chash iser. And if there's no chash iser with this bedika, so let's be mad to her even by the first one with this bedika. So the Chavis does again, apishi tasai, and over there that a Isha who sees Machmas Tashmish, there's a suffix if it's Machmas Chayli or Machmas Vest. And the Bedika Shveferes doesn't help except to be Mvarer if it's Machmas Chayli. If it's Machmas Chayli, that it's not coming from the Makar. Because the Derech Chayli is that the Dam comes from anything that you stick into the Oisim Machin. But if it's a Vest, it's still possible that it's coming from the Makar. Except what? Vest is a midrabanan. And over here it's only a suffix vest. So they will make up a makim egon. And therefore, Rashi Shita is that they would that after the first husband, we're not going to use the Eitz of the Bedika. And we'd rather that she should get divorced than marry. Because over here there's no egon. It's So only after the third husband was a question of Igun, so now they were makel like a Suffolk vest. The Master says Shekel and the Chesem Sefer on Samach Bav Amrav explain Rashi that by the first husband, since she still wasn't Huchsika L'Cholatz Bayis, there's no Echacha from the fact that she didn't find Dam from the B'dik Shveferis, and she's not going to see Dam from the Makar. Because perhaps in Cholatz Bayis Shavis, and therefore the Shveferis is not exactly Daima to the Etzba of Tashmish, like the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef Estes. And therefore, we can't be simcha on this bedika because this takach shashis takaris. But after she's ready hoksika, that she's roya machmas tashmish, also by the third husband, so now she's hoksika l'chol kaychaz l'chol tzbayis. Memela, she should see also from the shveferis. And now she's not going to see behechach there was nisra pas, either because the dam was always going in as dadim, or attack Nisra Pass. And therefore we could be Sevach the Medika only after the third husband.
Yeah. Also says that.
And also?
The base mayor.
And the base mayor.
The base mayor reported the footnote. I don't know where that is. It says base mayor and Kedushin. I don't know where that is.
So sometimes like it's a shock. Sometimes it's in the back.
Yeah, the Achanei also says that.
Okay, the Chesem Sefer, what?
But there was Pshat and the other Rishayim saying we're living in
Chedek. That was your Kasha.
Yeah. It's a very good. It makes Rashi very good and then very sure.
So the Chesem Sefer.
Oh, Bishayim's answer, but whatever.
Yes, you have a Kasha on this, yes.
He says that we never use it, the Chumra. We never use any Kol Tzvah Shavuos, the Chumra.
Right.
That work with the answer to this? So after the first time. Yeah.
Some Seif and Tshuva Kufayin Hay over there was the Ramas of Rashi. So he explains another Nakuda. He says the B'digish Refer is not a Bira Gom, it's not a complete Bira, that the Dam that she's seeing is coming from this Dada. Because it's not a complete Bira that's coming from this Dada. However, with Seimech on it, because even if she is seen from the Makar, but Minatayr, she's Mutal Shamish. She doesn't have to be Chash, that maybe she will see Dam. And so therefore, what do we have over here? It's like a vest. It's like a vest to see Dam Machmas Tashmish. A vest is the Rabbanan. So even if she sees Shas Tashmish, in a love Chet, he says.
What was it?
Because she's an Oynes.
What was that?
The Teretz is that
it's not a beer gomor. A beer gomor.
So that it's Rashi spirely, the Balarish of Shane Layel Badika. Because of Rashi the Maskal the Fishain, Shle Tachnas Atzim the Sophic Karsa the Shwefers. He's saying, Min HaTorah, she doesn't have to be choshed that she's in Sidam, because it's like a din vest. Ve'inami ira v'tira machmas tashmish, and even she'll end up seeing, Ein olav avoy na shechata. Dachnisa onasu kedisa b'shavus yichas amar aleph b'shalai samach levesta achnisa onas v'achin amin tara hevi shalai samach levesta. So he says that minatayra is not yisa tashmish, and even if she ends up seeing again next time minatayra, there's no chet over here, she's onas. Ach, aprisha in time alay b'emzitash v'shnit meisi v'ena chanami onu mashir noy say loyma im yera lakach tifresh b'ev meis v'yam b'leidisha. Right, so you see that he has to wait. Ach, chacham chashashu Now, so what are we worried about? We're worried that perhaps she'll tell it to him in the middle of the Tashmish and the Tmeisi. And Enechram, we tell him, so now don't leave Be'ever Chai. Wait until it's Eiver Meis. But Chazal worried that perhaps he won't be able to be in control of himself. And he'll be Goymiz Disha. And he'll leave Be'ever Chai. Be'ish Ben Urois. And he'll be Issacharis. That's the Chshash Issacharis. As Mishum Shalitis again, some call a Bedika Vishnazi Labal Ri Shalayifresh Be'evachai. And that's Pshar on Rashi. And that answers the Kasha of the Rosh on Rashi. Lemaisa the Shach and Isi Gimel, the Shach and Isi Gimel tells us that me and Batla Risham Nimsa Almay Chasur Lakol. King Oswa Paiska. Oh, wait, where's the Shach? Oh, I'm sorry, in Yudalit. Lufiyani is daiti near the ain la hayro is bedika bebal harishan. The Shach says that Lufiyani, you should not be samech on the bedika for the bal harishan. And he gives four reasons. The Chassam Seif and Kuf Pei Aleph, he's daich all the four reasons of the Shach. And come out all the Achrenim Achalik on the Shach, and they hold Halacha Maisa that it's Rishus Biyari Isha Livdik. She has Rishus to be Baidik. The Pesachi Tshuva over here brings down Tshuva's Redvaz. Redvaz the Chadashis and the Tav Yer of Tshuva's Aram Lublin, right? He says, Chem Pasi Abach, Tshuva's B'Sam Reish, Tshuva's Redvaz. Chuvas Maram Lublin, Chuvas Knesset Cheskel, Chuvas Emunah Shmuel. V'hissig al Hashach. Shemfak v'kitzas Acham v'zayin Shom. Ayin Chuvas Maram Ziskin v'zayin. Chuvas Chassam Zayin v'zim Kuf Samach. I told you Kuf Pei Aleph. Akoponim. It seems like most Acharim hold that she wouldn't be able to do the Bedika in the She wanted. I'm sorry. Right. After the Baal Rishon, her should be other. Right. Okay. Now, what time is it?
5:40.
Okay. Sivdala. Start at Sivdala.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I have a copy of the Eshkol in case anyone wants to see it. But okay. Here we go. In Sif Dalet, it continues with the sugi that we saw. And in Shimsha Samach Levesta, on the toilet, Riyasa Vishim Vesta, with the Cheshvin Loray Machos Tashmash. Now, this is coming off the Gemara of Im Yesh Levest, Toilet Bevesta. Right, the word says Yesh Levest, Toilet Bevesta. But what does that mean? What does it mean? So we have at least four Mahalchim in this Gemara, which are quoted over here through the Meisikel. What Mahalch we have over here is the Rambam in Perek Dal Lachachaf, the Raivin Baal Nefesh, Ramban, Perek Vav Lach Tazayin, on tour. That Shani Gemara is that if she was Meshamesh Samach to her vest and she saw Dam Machmas Tashmesh, with Toila that her Re'iyah was because of her vest. And we do not consider her a Roya Machmas Tashmesh. And that's why the Mechaber brings it down. That seems to be the Mechaber. Shach discussed what it means Samach the vest, though, when she is exactly having Tashmesh. What?
Yeah, this is being asked
over there. Shach says,
has to be before the vest or not?
Shach says, he quotes the Prisha that says, the Labr Shiaskin, Rabbein Tam de Machmel Elsim Kupid Elsif Yil, the Fresh Men of Samach Leves, if he'll be hits of Derech. Shach's Lahacha Samach, Shemuta, Kigoin Imriyasi Tchila Sayyim, the Mutta Kol Laila Shalafana. Ekashali, the Halahachi Mutta Kol Laila Shalafana, Mishim the Chim the Best to be Yayim, the Hashim the Terrible Laila. So there seems to be a pasha teretz to this. You're right. Alts chash a vest. So since she got a riyah during the day, we only chash during the day. But doesn't mean that it can't start something beforehand. It does. It's not enough of a chash that she's going to be starting a little beforehand. But it is a normal thing that it could start a little before the day. So, you're right. Alts establishing that she has to be choshish next month, we're going to talk about the day. But alts a taliyah, that it's not really machmas tashmesh, it has to do with her vest that she's about to see, it makes a lot of sense. It started already at night, and then she got her vest the next day.
And stam, according to the shaft, doesn't even hold up if it was a room ikar, it didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So shouldn't it be stam? I'm sure so it should be okay during that time.
So, what? What?
So, by him, that is manish.
So, it could be still meant even before that.
But he's talking within the Shulchan Aruch when the time is appreciated. So.
And his world have to be sometime before that. So Shach goes on and gives other tzurotim, what we're talking about, Rabbi Shah, or Rabbi Shimsha, or Inam Rabbein Tam Farish, when you're still, okay, Inami Hachamayr B'Ketanah, fine. So that's one pshat over here. A second pshat, we have Rashi over there, the Rimasch of Im, that if she has a vest for this kilkel, she has a vest for this, what does that mean, she has a vest for this? She's not roy every time they have tashmish, but there is a zman kavua that she sees. So then we tell you the riyah machmas tashmish in this vest, and she's muta be vest la vest. She's muta in the other times. That's the way the Rashi seems to say. The Chavis das, Rosh Gimel, I think it's two dots over there. Well, yours doesn't have stars. I mean, the Chavis Das by me in two stars. Oh, yeah, two stars. So the Chavis Das, Samach Levesta. He says that the Shita Sai, the Tzedigish Feferes doesn't help because this is a Vade vest. Right, as you say, he says, vest. So if you learn this thing about a vest, Badik is not going to help over here. It's not going to help over here. We'll see more about this when we get to Sefir Aleph. Like he says, V'chein v'vor b'Sefir Aleph, to be in Akira Gimel Palman. Beis Yosef wants to say that perhaps there's no machlokes over here between Rashi and the other Shem, Lahalacha. In explaining the Brice of the argument, but in Halacha, in Halacha, everyone's made to Rashi that she's mutter main vest the vest. Is Rashi made to them? That's not clear. Her, yeah, but now in Rashi itself, now. In Sif Aleph was Mavur, that in order for Isha to become Asur Labala, She needs to see three times in a row. Three times. Ritzufim. She needs to see three times. If it's not three times in a row, says Sif Aleph, is Mashma, she's not considered Rei Machav Tashmish. So even if she wasn't conveyed to see through a Kvi's vest, she's not Rei Machav Tashmish. Why? What's the case over here? So the Torah Shlamim in Ois Chavtes, we're discussing the Halacha later on in Sif Yud, I think it is. Sif Yud. Let's see. Torah Shlamim in Ois Chavtes, Sif. Sorry, Sif Hey. No. 1 second. Ois Chavtes, Sif Yud, right? So within the Torah Shlamim, in Sif Yud, it talks about a case which seems to be very similar to this. Over here it says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Harayi dam b'shas tashmish, muteres d'shamish pam shnei k'shit titoi. Miu, mecha shina chad zimna achar yasa. Kigoy, what's the example? Im rasa pam achas et pam mayim b'lel shal tvila. So let's say she saw once or twice lel tvila. Uchshitagia tvila acheres. What happens the next time the lel tvila comes? Tzricha lifresh. She has to be pirish. Tzricha lifresh lel shal tvilasa. Vein tzarech lifresh lel shal tvil shlishis. Chomidu lekove ves. Lechai shal echad zimna. So the Mechaber seems to be talking about a case here where she sees by the lel tvila. So the next lel tvila they're not mishamish. So they skip that lel tvila and they're not kaveya. On that the Ramah says v'imras ha-shalish pa'amim kol pa'am. The Birashina Sha'achat Tvilasin. She saw three times, each time in the first B after the Tvila. Asura Labala Ki'ilu Rasa Shalish Pam Ratufin. Shari Efshala Litbal Shamishima Shari Roy Kol Pam Achat Tvilasin. So the question over here is what's Pshat the Mechaber? There's also a funny Lashin in the Mechaber. He says, Belel Shel Tvilasa, a shell. Say below tefilasa. It's below shal tefilasa. And also, what's the mechaber and the ramah? Sounds like the same. Something the same or similar. What's going on here? So the shlamim is mesader very. Everyone talks about it. The shlamim is mesader very nicely. Nice chavdes. And Sri Tara Chavzdas. So the Torah Shlamim starts off with where's the item holding?
Holding.
Hey. Ah, okay. I thought if you're holding by Sif Yud, so I was just going to let you see, and then we'll continue from this point. Which will take us back to Sif Aleph.
No, we still do that as a scratch.
What?
Switch that anyway.
Yeah, you know what? The Sif Yud, Torah Shlamim, Sif Kal Chavtes, Chavzdas is really important in our Sugya. The Chavzdas over there, Ois Chav Gimel. And by us, Ois Yud. But over there, Ois Chav Gimel, the Chavzdas. I'll show you the parts of the Chavzdas. He mamash handles Pshat and Rashi by us. And Ois Chav Gimel. What? Here, over here, in mine, it starts with Ach Mashkos V'Sef Mechis Yaakov V'Sef Kod Chavtes. Cut all the way here, and then there's a long paragraph here where you don't have to follow through right now, but then he gets back to it again, Ol Chayr Allah B'dayt Kalafarash Devei Rashi, to the end. So he has two Mahalchim in understanding Rashi by us.
Right.
So you saw it.
We saw it when doing the Sukkot, we saw a few more of those.
Okay. Said.